So we're now going to see how we can be a further witness. We'll begin with Helen.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help?
Can I please have a message? I'm not at work today, but thank you for calling on me.
Okay, one moment. So when I receive you, I just see like an orchestra where they're tuning the instruments. So this is about you getting steady. This is the best way I can explain it. Someone wrote me after, I guess, yesterday's daily message or something. And they were asking questions. And so I was just writing them back. And they were just asking for like, okay, practically, how do I follow this? How do I do this? And we were discussing how it's like this ebb and flow, because you open up to your grandest measure. And then what happens is, what then comes forth is like the next the next healing that needs to be happened, the next disbursement. So it's almost like, all right, let me empty this closet. Okay, finish this bag, hand me the next bag, and the next bag is unfolded. But there's a little bit of a, I don't want to say a laziness, but a, well, you know, one day all this will occur. And that's what he was like, being very point blank with me. Like, tell me where you are. Tell me, you know, asking questions. So what I get from that, and the reason this is all relevant to your message, is it's a little bit like seek and you shall find. So the point is, there's a process. Your steps are ordered. You have to learn this, you have to receive that, you have to release that. Like, your steps are ordered. However, the pace at which you establish grace is totally under your authority. So, is it going to take 4 years, 4 months, 4 hours, 4 minutes, 4 days? That's totally up to you. And it has to
four do, minutes, please.
4 minutes.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. It has to do with your consistency. So it's actually, well, I want to say it's not 4 minutes, but it is, because there's certain things that are going to arrive. But here's the thing. As you will pick up the tempo, as you will pick up your heavenly address. In other words, how consistent are you in playing ball, in tuning to the light over and over and over and over? Because as you will attest to your heavenly value, meaning as you really make it your full-time address, it's like that pattern that you hold overrides all others. So that's when we start just checking off things where, well, I was going to go and learn that, but I don't need to because I'm already holding that presence. So this is where we start dropping the need for time. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Helen.
You really want to come under your own regard. Now, when you said Helen, I don't know what kind of drum that is called. It's got this pretty melody to it. But the point being is I literally saw you one with the drum. So what I want to say with that is it's universe card. There you go. It really has to do with your own good favor. In other words, how interested are you in full restoration? And so just sort of notice, oh gosh, they're just showing me like, you know, instead of, I forget what that whole phrase was, but, you know, instead of taking the splinter out of someone else's eye, take the whole branch out of yours kind of thing. In other words, focus on yourself. So as you proceed with due consideration, in other words, as you decide to go for it in English, as you decide you're worthy, say your name again, sweetheart.
Helen.
You're going to speed up time. You're going to speed up the need for time. So it's just realizing, oh, I know what I want to say about that drum. Like, you were really one with that drum. There was no difference. So it's all about your instant recall. And so another way of saying this whole message is just keep going back to whatever your word for God is. like whatever's going on during your day, it's just watching yourself, like a meditative awareness exercise, watching yourself get lost, watching yourself report back to duty. And so the more that you build up that like intense desire, and you have it, like you come on this call and you're like, 4 minutes, sign me up. So this is the whole point, to watch when you lose that sort of just determined placement. And so determined placement doesn't mean that you don't go unconscious. It doesn't mean that you don't get triggered. It simply means that underneath it all, underneath everything that happens during the day, you report back again and again and again. We don't understand, they're saying, how often we give away our power, how we just sort of give it up. And it's sort of like, well, the ego got me, that's it for the day. And we just sort of roll over and play dead. So it has to do with consistency. It has to do with self-interest. And self-interest is not the ego self. It's like, almost like demanding it. Like, this is what matters. This is what matters most. At the end of the day, I want to align with light. I want to align with highest frequency. At the end of the day, this is where I want to be on the Richter scale sort of thing. Okay, and say your name again, sweetheart.
Ellen.
You decide. So again, it's not like you're not going to get triggered or whatever else, but there's this, oh gosh, you know what it reminds me of is like if someone has a rosary beads on all the time, or their mala, or their cross, or something that's just symbolic of this is my sure state. This is like what is most relevant in my day. Take the lead. So in essence, you have the due preparations. You have what you need. You have what you're entitled to. There's someone's listening, so their name just says listen, and it's staring at me. So this is about listening to that higher involvement. And that message really goes for everyone, but it's just like your time up for bat, because you really have the goods now. So they're saying, so what do you want to do with them? It's really good. It's a really good place to be, my love. Say your name one more time.
Ellen.
Don't back down. So it's sort of like, not that you get mean about it, but it's like, okay, I don't care what's got to give. I'm pressing forward. And there's something about that inner realization when you realize you haven't been giving it your all, that's very, very helpful, because it's like, oh, I get it. And just that awareness is just, you know, it's the whole thing. So let's just do final outcome. Say your name again.
Ellen.
Thank you. You're not waiting for another. It doesn't matter. They're saying the slip and slides. What they mean by that is it really doesn't matter what pops up. It doesn't matter if you have a good day or a bad day. It really doesn't matter. It has to do with your own walk. It has to do with your own faithfulness. That is your message. It is very, very succinct. Can't get that word. Like rightful timing. Perfect timing. And did you have a question?
Thanks, Nicole. It's just, last night I had a moment where I was triggered again by my boss, and I've been asking God and the universe and everyone to show me what I have to complete there so I can move on, and it's been really frustrating. So anyways, I'm really tired of the drama with him, like totally exhausted, and we went back and forth with texts last night, so I'm not working again today because of whatever. And I just went into like hysterical crying last night. And I'm like, this is not where I want to be. I'm tired of it. I'm ready to go forward. What is it that I'm missing? I'm not tuning into?
My mom and sweetheart.
I'm just done with the drama.
One moment, honey. Take a deep breath for me, please. All right, sweetheart, say your first name again.
Spell it.
Thank you. Well, interestingly enough, it's everything we've been talking about. In other words, there's your ego, or there's that part that just wants to be right about everything. It really does. And it's been running your life. And when I say you, I just mean all of us. So we have our preferences and we have our opinions about everything. We have our opinions about everything we witness all day long. So the problem is, as long as we're following that voice, we're just never going to get anywhere. So what we're learning how to do is to submit to higher counsel, where you don't have an opinion one way or the other. It's shining, it's raining. My boss wants me to do this, he wants me to do that. I did what I thought he wanted, he doesn't like it, he wants me to go back and do it again. And you don't have an opinion about it. You don't have a judgment about it. It doesn't matter how many times. If you have to go back 14 times, and that's all you do all day long, is go back and forth 14 times to that store until he gets it right. And then at the end of the day, the last thing you end up purchasing is what you actually purchased at 8 a.m. this morning. And you bring it to him, and he says, yes, at last, that's exactly what I wanted. And you're sitting there then thinking, why did I spend my whole day doing it? Well, if he's handing you your paycheck, he's the boss. It doesn't matter what you're doing if he's handing you your paycheck. So there's something that you're learning about submission, and it's not being a slave. It's learning how to reprogram your attention to the divine as opposed to that letter of the law, where this is right, this is wrong, this is, you know, this is the way it should be. So this is where you, like, I just see like a bull or whatever, like hitting its head against the wall, where you're really learning how to be guided to that higher relevance. So in other words, if you have what we would call a not great day, I'll just say that, and this didn't go right, and that didn't go right, and that didn't go right, this is what they're saying. It totally doesn't matter. It's a dream state. What does it matter what happened during the day? Because what you're doing is moving mountains in your higher vicinity. So if the end of the day, if you're opening up more to your God self, it was a fantastic day. It doesn't matter if you had a flat tire, went to the emergency room twice, and lost your favorite ring. If at the end of the day, you're more aligned with your higher self, there you have it. So this is where you're learning to submit. You're learning to release your own prejudice. And what I mean by that is it's supposed to be this way. This is the correct way. And so what you're attracting are these employers that know your lifestyle. In other words, you're going to keep butting heads because they're going to have these, I don't know, like authoritative, whatever it is, and you're just going to be inside like, that's just plain ridiculous. It doesn't matter if it is or not. You're actually in training to drop your opinion. You're actually in training, and it's not like you're going to lose your edge. So you, when I receive you, you just feel like you're in a tug of war. It's like my dog and me trying to get something out of his mouth. Good luck, you know? Because you're in this tug of war, and the problem is you're following your ego. So are these other beings following their ego? Sure they are, but who cares? Because what you're doing is learning how to abide by love. You're learning how to, it's like a meditative awareness. There's no right or wrong. So when you meditate and you watch those thoughts go by, the whole idea is not to judge it. The whole idea is to develop that consciousness that's the witness, that's the observer, because this is just the realm of the ego. We're not even really here. This isn't really real. You're not trying to win in the linear. It's stepping back and allowing your full like your I am presence to align, interlock with your true nature, because from there you're already part of a destiny. You're already part of a greater vision. So this is your preparation work. This is your preparation work. So you have boss. I have a teenage son. And it's like I get shot down every time I look. And on one hand, it's a little annoying. On the other hand, it's the same lesson. It's the same lesson. Who says the way I've done things, the way I've been programmed by this realm is right? Who says that has anything to do with where a high consciousness being is being shown? And so it challenges me all day long, every day. So I have in-house, you have out-house service, but it's the same thing. It's like dropping what we think is right or wrong. That's dualism, right, wrong, good, bad. And really opening up to our holiness. Now, when I said opening up to our holiness, you literally became a living library. You became a living temple. Like, you literally self-activated in front of me. So this is like, this is your training. This is your opportunity. This is your end result, by the way, success and growth. You nail it. You're I don't want to say you're a stubborn one, but your ego is. Your ego is. It's like, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. The whole idea is, you know, when it says, like, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? You're really learning how to drop the entanglement with the to and fro, meaning right, wrong, good, bad. And you're opening up to divine wisdom. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
Thank you. It's letting your ego be by the side. Letting your ego be by the side. We're all set up for success. In other words, whatever we need to learn, we're always put in the right position. And you want to, there you go, destiny. And it's really a purification, and it's really dying to self. And it usually is very, very painful. I mean, there's a reason all the masters that incarnated in this incarnation are not fully awakened yet. There's a reason, because this is like, it's really changing your identity. It's really changing what system you're attuning to. That is your answer. I forget your question, but that is your answer, my love.
Makes sense, Nicole. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. All right, Miss Laura, how may we help?
I knew you were going to call me. just a message, please.
Okay. Don't try so hard. You're already gliding with higher awareness. What you're getting used to doing is following it without thought, following it without consideration. So the reason you came after Helen is like you're one step further in a way, in that you realize what is good, what is holy, what is right, meaning you're aligned with love. What you're learning to do is to be spot on ready. So this would be like, if I get guidance, like I think I got guidance, well, let me wait till I have a moment's pause where I can channel it and I can ask my guides three times for confirmation and then ask for an outside confirmation and then meditate. Like, you know, versus the first time I had the awareness, just trust it. Just pick up that phone and call that person, text that person. Ask for forgive, like whatever it is, you don't understand yet your highest value. In other words, you don't understand that you're already like in the room. So you're not used to standing under. In other words, you're not used to delivering the goods right away. Like, I don't even have to think. So once we go into that thinking mode, you actually go lower when you're having this conversation with your guides, rather than just realizing you are your guides in the truest level, and you already heard just fine. So they're helping you to play along. They're helping you to get it right the first time. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
You don't have to consider the odds. In other words, God's got your back. So when you get an indicator, when you get a, let me see why I pulled that card. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Laura.
Thank you. They're saying, saying that like you're afraid you're going to get it wrong. So in essence, what you're doing is you're learning how to dream big. You're learning how to trust your heart. There's something else that's appearing. I got to figure this out. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Laura.
Thank you. I know what I want to say to you. Say your name one more time.
Laura.
Thank you.
But I feel very Lulu today.
You feel very what?
Lulu today. I feel...
Lulu.
I was like, I go by Lulu too. So
that
like,
is
I don't
so
know, I
funny.
Like Lulu.
I was like, I don't know that word. Lulu. I know what you're saying now. Something keeps surfacing. Okay, so say Lulu. Let's figure it out that way.
Lulu.
Thank you. I'm going to say it this way. It's like... Oh, how do I say this? I keep getting the funkiest cards. That's why I keep stopping what I want to say. There's something else there. Sweetheart, say your name one more time.
Lulu.
Thank you. Let's try it this way. I think this will nail it. Lady, lady, lady. Lulu, say it again, sweetheart.
Lulu.
Thank you. Third time's the charm, as they say. There we go. English. You're learning to trust yourself. You're learning to trust yourself. I could talk circles for the next 30 minutes. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. Heart center, crown chakra, opportunity beckons. So all the other cards, just so you know, they were all this like obstacles, suffering and silence, like all of this peripheral stuff where you're kind of avoiding the obvious. And the obvious is to take yourself back. The obvious is to plug into your own love for self. You understand love for the world. I mean, you were just born that way. You don't have to try to figure that out. What you're doing is you're resurrecting consciousness. So you're restoring your own true value. In English, love for self. This must be constant. I just got confirmation from your guides. I got like physical confirmation in here. This is your consistency. This is like the milk you would have for the baby. This is your milk. This is like Hathor feeding you. Listen to what you're receiving. You're quite accurate. You have opportunity. So it's really returning to your own engagement. You have opportunity. You're just, I want to say amazing, but I really mean that sincerely. You're learning to return there. And you're going to have moments of avoidance because there's stuff that you're healing, and that's fine and dandy. However, say your name one more time.
Lulu.
The more you can be that inner child, that one that knew all along the whole in the very beginning, it's basically what you're doing. You're returning to your own alignment. You're returning to your own truth. I keep getting heartache and loss, and I feel like this energy that you're releasing. So you may have funky dreams. You may witness something that's very sad. And you're like, I know it's sad, but why am I getting so upset? It's you want to remember everything is you. So it's like you're purging. You're purging. Say your name one more time.
Lulu.
You're going back to your own trust of self. There's fear about doing that. That's what I keep pulling in. Lulu, say your name one last time.
Lulu.
Truth. You're returning to your truth. So whatever comes up along the way, just consider it to be like little waves. You know, like you walk into the ocean and you get these little waves come up, and it's like they don't hurt you. You just walk through them. So there's stuff that you're walking through, like all this, but this can happen, but that can happen, but that can happen. But you arrived with a golden plate. Like you arrived with the highest energy, the highest assurance, the highest value. What you're learning to do is to be in charge and to trust that. So I do feel like, and say your name again, sweetheart. Thank you. If I like pulled your chart or whatever, you're just gonna have all of these prior submissions. In other words, I'm scared of that. And it's not there to bite you at all. It's really there to straighten you off, to realize, there you go, world card, embrace, that's the world card. To really realize, like, it's time to be fully restored. It is very, 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 very good. Childlike, like really return to that inner child right now. It is super good, super, super good. That is your message. Thank you for your patience with that. And did you have a question?
No.
It's super good. Trust yourself. That's what you're learning to do. Very, very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi there. Hi. May I please have a message?
Mm-hmm. You've got visitors. Very beautiful visitors. Very powerful visitors. You're learning to keep up with them. So it's a very high frequency compared to where you normally reside, but they are within reach. So you're learning to join them. You're learning to self-activate in a way. When I say self-activate, it's really not a hardship. It reminds me of Helen's message, like, what are you paying attention to? So as you go for the glory, as you go for your highest pronouncement, they're just showing me like a basketball player. I went to school with Patrick Ewing, and when he would come into a room, it's sort of like very, very high. He would help people put away their luggage. And that's what I'm seeing him do. So it's just showing me that you can reach. It's showing me like your ease of mobility, your ease of reach. When I'm receiving you, objects all around me are, it's like a heightened sensation, it's a heightened value, and they're very strong, very powerful. I'm gonna say they're helping you move up a level, is really what I wanna say. They're helping you, and when I'm saying this, it's not hard. Just imagine like you're trying to like climb some stadium stairs, let's say a concert or whatever, and there's a lot of people, so you have to take it a step at a time, and you take a couple of steps and then you pause. Well, the movements occurred in front of you, but you've been paying attention to something else. So when you turn around, there's the space. It's sort of like it's available, so it's there. I haven't reached it yet because I haven't applied myself, but it's ever present, meaning it's incredibly accessible. It's there for the taking. So you want to enjoy the journey. You want to really receive the handout. You want to realize that it's all due you. It's all accessible. It's all available. And it requires your due consent. In other words, attune, align. The reason you came after Lulu is because she's hitting a very high note. She's hitting a very high range, and she's learning to trust it. So she goes there and she walks away, and she plays hide and seek with herself, but it's just right there. With you, it's like they're just saying, all aboard, like it's literally a next step. You're not used to, say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
It's almost like when I receive you, this fear of getting knocked down, this fear of I don't know, who do you think you are? I don't know what it is, but this fear of being knocked down, where you're, I'll say it this way, you're committed to going there, but you're kind of waiting for the very last minute. Because there's a little bit of fear going on here. So let me see what will help you. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Yeah, I just feel like 3 seconds before time's up, you suddenly just jump up. It's the funniest thing. You're like holding out. It's like a kid. Like if I wake up right at the very last second, I can still make the school bus. Yeah, daydreams and decisions is exactly how I feel about you. Let me see what will make you feel more comfortable. Cloak yourself in light. You want to realize love, satisfaction, and glory. What they mean by that is you have more power than you are aware of or you focus on. So they're saying day and night, trouble yourself to love. When I receive that, it's like you're just cloaking yourself with light, like a garment of light, a blanket of love. Anything where you provide your own protection and nurturing so that if someone doesn't get it, if someone argues with it, if someone tries you to step lower, like I'm not comfortable with you being high, you know how to rein in your own parade. So in other words, you've already self-adjusted. And so you can hold that presentation, you can hold that presence, and from your own balcony, you can serve the many. So in English, you're entitled to this promotion, you're entitled to this travel through, in other words, in your increase, and you're gonna find that you're only waiting for your own permission. It's not like anything's gonna happen abroad. It's your own timetable, it's your own arrival. It does feel like there's a little bit of uncertainty. You feel like you're gonna be too exposed or something. So the more that you surround yourself with that light and love, it's like you come prepared. You come along with your own love. So you're not waiting to see how someone else reacts. You've already reacted to yourself. Okay, let's do final outcome. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Love of self. When you said Jennifer, I saw this huge, beautiful gold heart that you're wearing. So love of self. The card I have is feeling alone. So there's still, oh, look at that. I pulled feeling alone, but the card I actually lifted up was new vitality. That's exactly how I feel about you. It's like, if I stand here, I'm going to do it alone. I don't know about this. But the thing is, these are your guides. You're actually already there. You're all ready to take that next step. And it's this concern that you're going to be alone. How interesting that happened. All right, let's do final outcome now. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. You've got like light language around you, so if you're feeling it, seeing it, relax into it. Relax into it. Know that it's holding you steady. New beginnings. You got it. You got it. You're just learning to take the trouble. You're just learning that you're important. You've got a very significant place card, so it's like this energetic holding pattern, I'm going to say, that's just providing for you. Let me just do a last final outcome on you. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. When I'm doing it on your behalf, oh gosh, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Gosh, everyone's doing very significant moving, healing work today. So, sadness and isolation. So last time you were this pronounce this attuned, things didn't work out so very well for you, it would appear. So what you're being guided to is your crown chakra, daydreams and decisions. I keep getting this, like, I'm still deciding, but healing begins, opportunity beckons. And it's exactly how I feel about you. You're gonna find, once you decide, you're gonna be absolutely fine. Like, it's already all decided, but you're walking through that last energy of, oh gosh, you know, I have to go, I have to walk through this energy and kind of pull myself up again. But you're gonna find, when you take that gamble, when you take that risk, no one's stopping you. What you remind me of, I'll leave you with this. Paul Selig, the channels, the guides, I forget what he calls it. But in any event, he was a professor, and he talked about how he was like scared to come out of the closet and reveal what he really did, because he thought he'd be fired, what his colleagues would say. And lo and behold, when he finally let the cat out of the bag, nobody really cared. Nobody really cared. So it was really him just working through his own fear. And then, of course, he left teaching, and he does this full time because it was his destiny. And it's exactly how I feel about you. So let me just do a final outcome card after we shared that. Say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Say it one more time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. This is what you're walking through. It cannot be more obvious. Feeling alone, shadow, sadness, and isolation. So there you go. These are the energies that you're meeting along the way. So it's like you're walking in the enchanted forest and you have to pass by those monkeys in order to get to Oz. All right, my love, say your name one more time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. And get there you shall, universe. Get there you shall. You got this. You got this. Just don't be troubled by trouble. In other words, it's the energies that you're going to be moving past on your way to self-assurance. Those heavenly values, those light beings, are just, they're there in your room with you. I mean, very, very strong, very, very lovely. So receive the gifting. That is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
No, I'm very grateful. There's feedback there. I'm very grateful for the message. I'm glad to know that there's light beings around me. That fear, I could feel it. Like it's almost like I could see the goal. We'll just call it the goal, or where I want to be, and I could feel it. But then when I go to take a step, it's like whack. But I felt like yesterday I went to take a step and got whacked. But then instead of crumbling, I was able to move through it. So,
exactly.
I didn't quite get back to where I wanted to be, but I at least had the awareness of watching what was going on. So, I felt those flying monkeys yesterday. So, thank you. But it's nice to, you know, it goes back to that self-love and blanketing myself with love. Yeah. And believing in myself. So
there you go. Mwah. Hello, Miss Kim.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
I absolutely knew I was next.
Isn't that wonderful?
I heard your message with Lulu and then with Jennifer, and both of them, I'm like, oh, those sound like those could be my message. Yeah, well, a lot of the sadness and loss and all that, whatever. But I'm going to let you bring through what you think I need, what the masters think I need to know.
Okay. One moment, sweetheart. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Kim, say it one more time, sweetheart.
Kim.
Thank you. There's something very significant that you're in the process of healing, and it has to do with your belief in suffering. It has to do with, like, things are going to be hard, things are going to be taxing, something where you're really releasing some old, they're saying swallows, meaning things that you absorbed. I feel like some decisions you made or some things that you just kind of absorbed unconsciously. There's a good luck charm. I just see this ram. And when I receive him, he just feels like some kind of good luck charm or energy, or what would you call that? Like a talisman or something that is showing you the way, that's showing you the light. So you're going to be challenged in a very, very positive way where you're restoring yourself to balance, where instead of like being fear-based or looking at the world in fear, or they're saying, or holy terror, you're going to be introduced to the light. You're going to be introduced to things can be solved with the light, with love, with trusting your every arrival. So they're just showing me like your root chakra that is almost like being rearranged. And I just have like someone at, just imagine someone at a seamstress and they're doing a fitting and they're working on the hem of the dress. And it's this big, long, beautiful dress. And they're saying like it's up for consideration. So they're just working with your higher awareness, your guides, are helping you with your root chakra and helping you reconsider the odds. So what they mean by that is they're showing you safety. They're showing you protection. They're showing you really how to rearrange your own considerations. So this is like really, I would call it significant. I was going to say major. I would call it significant as far as your perception of self in relationship to the world. You're feeling safe in all moments. And sort of like readjusting your consideration. I don't know what's going to happen or what has happened, but it's going to be moments of heavenly value where I was all worried for nothing, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You're going to be attracting those moments intentionally for your due consideration. So in other words, each time one of those dings or ahas come to your awareness, you can seal your fate. In other words, whatever your wordage would be, you know, like wherever I am, there's God, or wherever I am, you know, I'm provided for. So, and when I'm saying this, it's almost like each moment there's like another stitch in the hem, like in that hem, you're wearing a red dress. So it's just sort of symbolizing your root chakra. So you're going to be on a greater advantage, a platform, like a sturdy platform of readiness. Come here, buddy.
I know.
If you have cappuccino watching after you, you'll always be safe. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
So at first you were just getting that dress hemmed, and now I just see you dancing. So it's like that dress is finished, completed, and you're doing this like this ceremonial dance. And when I say that, you just feel like a goddess to me. It just feels like your divine self takes over. It's the only way I can explain it, like the energy that comes through is so inviting. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
you just feel calm. You just feel like the old wise owl or something, where you just feel calm. You feel calm, you feel strong, you feel steady, you feel relaxed, you feel safe. Say your name one more time.
Kim.
Yeah, so there's when I say like there's a readjustment, I just see her like, we're back to the beginning, where she's pulling out the dress a little bit to kind of check the level and do the sewing. It's very, very good. So things that are going to be passing you by are giving you new consideration, new attitude, new restoration. It's really wonderful. I mean, really, really wonderful. I feel like it's going to be in your own process of a significant establishment. That is your message, my love. And did you have a question?
Well, I know you can't rush things, right? Like if I'm going through another wave, I mean, this is the week, like the last time I actually physically saw my husband was November 3rd, which is tomorrow, mm-hmm. right? So this is that week, you know. I don't have to go hang out there, but I'm also, yeah, you're right. Like something last night, I was like, oh wow, it wasn't as bad. I was able to access some of the emergency room bills, and I saw like the insurance companies like disallowed, you know, them billing like 14 grand, and it came down to like 2,000, and then my portion's like 962. That includes the $500 fee for going there, right? I don't know about the ambulance. I was worried about trying to figure out who they were, and I'll deal with that later, right? My daughter's was only like the fee that of showing up in the emergency room, $400, and they wrote off $13,000 of whatever, like crazy, you know. But they cut it down, and then this is, and so I was like, okay, so I don't have to worry about that too much. And my first time ever in my life I've ever had to pay my homeowner's taxes for my house, right? Because it used to be paid in the mortgage. And I'm like, okay, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. I'll handle it. I'll pay it early. Like, I feel like I'm doing all these big girl things, okay, at 55 years old, going on 56 in January, right? And I can handle that stuff. And I remember my husband saying to you when you brought him through, when he died, you brought him through. And he said he wasn't worried about me in the linear, that I could handle everything. He was worried about me emotionally. And I was like, what's he talking about emotional? Like at that time, I must have been so numb and in survival mode that I was like, what the heck is he talking about emotional? I don't know what he means by that. Now I'm like, okay, I can handle the money stuff. That's why I like to get my little ducks in a row, because it makes me feel better. But then like last night I threw out some stuff of his. I disposed of some things that did not belong in this house. And I was realizing, like, I have more awarenesses. I'm realizing that it goes all the way back to, like, 2015, where he really started going down the wrong path. And I must have really, like, just really, like, trusted him so much. Because he was also very heavy into the religion. And I wanted to, you know, I don't know. I lost myself so badly. And, so I was realizing I saged the house after I did put it in like cat litter and coffee grounds and emptied the vacuum cleaner. I mean, I buried it in the most disgusting trash, and it's gone, right? And so I just could see where like stuff he was hiding from me, and like he just had, so he was such a mess. He was already like very messy and not organized, but he knew where things were, but he also did, probably part of it was on purpose so that I wouldn't find things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what else I'm going to find in this house when I start cleaning out more, and I have to be like in a good place, you know. But last night, I guess I had my shot yesterday, mm-hmm. and my arm wasn't hurting too bad. Hurt in the middle of the night. I'm fine now. And I was like, I don't know, I just felt like I did it for a good reason, the booster. Mm-hmm. And then I got some things I needed at CVS, and I saved a ton of money. I had a whole bunch of coupons, and I felt good taking care of myself. So I was like, all right, I'm tomorrow's trash, I gotta do it. So the thing is, this is just the beginning. I have to go through, it could take me years to go through his stuff and then know what, where to sell it. There's a lot of expensive things. He just had so many, like, he just, I can't even explain it. I would waste the whole message on that, this, if I could tell you. But I got rid of the motorcycles and the car, at least. Mm-hmm. But the amount of money he spent on stuff, and it's like not even anything that I would ever want to, like, it's not the kind of career I want to have. You know what I mean? I would rather be doing something in the spiritual world. But the linear is the linear, and it's there, and I got to deal with it. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm getting emotional because I don't want to lose myself here. Yeah, I've been, I guess I was beating up on myself a little bit. I guess it's the grieving is for me. It's actually, I'm not grieving him. I'm grieving the loss of me.
There you go. That's what I was waiting for you to say.
The books I never had a chance to read, the shows I never watched that people talk about, the music I never discovered until now. It's just unbelievable how, like, big chunks of my life were so devoted to keeping him alive and happy and myself surviving and taking care of my daughter who had her special needs. And I did an amazing job with her. I mean, I threw my whole energy into her.
Uh-huh.
But that was worth it, but I lost me in the process.
And so now you're making the grand return. Now you're making the grand return. So what's wonderful is you have that awareness and insight. So this is your healing time. This is your healing time.
Yeah.
The cards I have for you are trapped in fear. So this is what you're releasing, living a life trapped in fear. Moving through the shadow, what you were denying, what you were not aware of. And this is what you're shelving. This is what you're releasing. Last card, material harvest. You come back to yourself. And look how he's shining and steady and happy and all complete, hands open to receive spirit. It's really good. Not easy, of course, but be very, very proud that you're coming to your senses, is what they're saying. It's like, you're having those epiphanies, you're having those awarenesses, you're graduating.
So this is enough that I haven't been in any bereavement groups, you know, with pandemic. And
I think you are with us.
I haven't gone back to the 12 steps, which a lot of the people there have been through stuff that I'm going through, but I left because it wasn't anonymous, okay?
I feel like you're being guided. In other words, you're in your happy home. So it's not where you are, it's what you're attending to. And you're being guided by love, universe. Yeah, you're fine. You're more than fine. You're quite able. When I say quite able, I see you like Popeye, like gaining those muscles. You're getting big and strong. Yes, ma'am?
I also know why now it's like it's not the time for me to hang out with people who knew him, didn't know him. I feel like this is so important what I have to do that
this
I cannot take other people's energies.
Yeah, this is your time, sweetheart.
Into my world right now.
Yeah, this is your time.
Okay.
So be very proud of yourself.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Because
I was just about to say it. This is all about you and your self-discovery. And I didn't have to say it because you announced it yourself. I realize I'm grieving me, I'm not grieving him. And it's like, there you go, you got it.
Yeah.
A plus, lady. Very,
thank
very
you.
Good. All right, sweetheart. Hello, Miss Ananda.
Hello, Nicole, how are you?
Hi, good, how may we help?
Can I have a message, please?
Sure. Can I have those lions, please?
Sure.
So beautiful. And say your first name.
Ananda.
And say it again, sweetheart.
Ananda.
You're learning to travel with love. So the reason why nothing is really concerning is because at the end of the day, we all return to our truth. We all return to our God self. We all return to our proper placement. And that's what you're learning to decide. So in all moments, like I just see, you know, like in Christmas time, sometimes people take popcorn and they'll string it on, put it on a string with a needle and, you know, decorate the tree. I see you do that. I'm seeing you do that with roses, like these little roses. So the idea is like you're sowing with love. You're creating with love. When I'm saying that, they're just showing me my own life where sometimes I'm just in the linear, really thinking subject, object, noun, whatever. And then other times I'm already in heaven because I receive everyone as the beloved, and the nouns, the subject, objects just go out the window, and it's just really all about waking up to your God presence. So this is what you're addressing. You're learning to allow like the fears, the concerns, all of the more mundane historical value. And when I say historical value, just imagine you were with an angel up above and you're just looking at 2021 historical value. And you're seeing things from a lighter perspective, a lighter arrival, a lighter decision. So when I'm saying that to you, I just see like my own personal life, and I have family members going through some trying times right now. But even when I'm with them, it's like they're crying, but I see the bigger hand, I see the bigger picture, and I hold that out. So it's a little bit like Kim's message in that on the one hand, I'm doing that for another. On the other hand, there is no other. I'm doing that for myself. So this is what you're allowing. Now, when I said allowing, I just saw your heart open. And it's like when you have those paper dolls that are all folded, you know, like you'll have a cutout and then you open them up and there's a whole string of them. So what I get from that is wherever you look, you're really looking at the beloved. You're really looking at yourself. So for me, when I do these groups, everyone I'm talking to myself, healing myself, releasing old opinions that I held on to. So it's always the one. It's always returning to love. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Ananda.
How do I say it? You're learning, you remind me of Helen a little bit. You're learning to drop your mind and really live by love. What it reminds me of is my friend's daughter has Down syndrome, and I really get it. It's like she's just love. You know, it's like she has less of the intellectual mechanics, and in my humble opinion, it just helps her keep her God self. And interestingly enough, that's exactly what this is all about. It's like really returning to our holiness, our holy remembrance. So because you're still engaged in 3D, because you're still engaged in, I don't want to say 3D, because you're still engaged with form, and I literally see you filling out a form like you were doing your tax form or something. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Ananda.
They're helping you to gain like the spiritual surprise, the spiritual gesturing. It's a little bit like, oh, you know your Bible and I don't, so please forgive me. But, you know, give Caesar what's Caesar's, but give God what's God's. You're being taken up a notch. So then you remind me of Jennifer's message. So what they're showing me is when little kids come in, they'll have like that coat hanger, and it's always age appropriate, so for them to be able to reach it. So then the idea is if you're in preschool, it's at one level. If you're in fourth grade, it's at a different level. And this is where you're going. You're going from preschool to fourth grade. There's no pressure about this, but there is higher exposure. So what I want to say to you is you're being lifted up. What I mean by that is you're being shown how to reside in a higher value. It's a little bit like when you have those moments when you're just really one with spirit. It's sort of like, oh, this is good. This is very good. But then you have it until you don't, you know, and then things get linear. You're being lifted up into grand conclusions. So in other words, you're being shown how to have that highest place actually be your footing, actually be your setting. So it's a little bit like graduation. It's a little bit like stepping up. And when I'm seeing you, I literally see you like gathering your things, where it's like, oh, well, I have to transfer. Like I got my bag and I got my thermos and my scarf and whatever it is. And it's like, come with me because we're moving. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Ananda.
Thank you. You're being held to a higher value. So what it reminds me of, sometimes I start the channelings and I'm always like, okay, guys, I'm going to need a moment, because they've shifted their location and I actually can't channel until I shift myself to where they now are. So it's like, I have to find them. I have to follow them. And past disregard, in other words, past where I used to reside. And of course, the card I have for you is positive forward movement. So it's like where you're used to visiting is now your place of residence. And it's a little bit of, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Ananda.
Thank you. The best way I can explain, surround yourself with love. It's gonna help you stabilize. So, I watched Sunday service with Kanye or Yay. But anyway, there's like a sound. Those walls had like whatever they have for a sound system to get like the proper sound or whatever, like the reverberation or whatever it's called. Soundstage or whatever. But the point being, the more that you can play along in that regard, so just imagine that you've got like a choir of angels, you've got your favorite masters, you know, you've got Saint Germain, where wherever you go, he suddenly still appears, whatever, it tickles your fancy. But just proclaim it, like just really realize, they're the same imagery, they're just showing me like, little kids in a playground, but you know, like they have little playgrounds for the little kids and then a playground for the bigger kids. It's exactly what it's the same thing. So it's like, instead of like the younger playground, you're now in the big kid. You're in the big leagues, I should say. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Ananda.
You're ready. You're entitled. You're gonna feel it. You know, it's sort of like you want guidance and it's like, where are they? And you're going to hear them say, well, where are you? wisdom master. That is your message, my love. Did you have a question?
I don't have a question. Thank you so much. I just wanted to comment that I had an experience last night and I felt myself being taken higher. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you for confirming. You're so welcome. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true establishment. So that establishment had like a lot in that little list. So appreciation, gratitude, delightfulness. It's like they're just going on and on and on. It's like how much they appreciate each of us, you know, for our ongoing merger, for our ongoing dedication. And they're still going on. You are light. You are love. Like, it's almost like you're walking out of a concert and they're still playing, or the movies and they're still playing the music. It's exactly how it feels to me. So much love and light to everyone. Thanks for joining. Thanks for establishing grace as your priority. We will be back Thursday at 6:30. Mwah. Much love, everyone. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Nicole. Love you.
Love
everyone.